A construction crane towering over the school is a reminder that the rebuilding and reshaping of Comfrey continues. A few blocks away, shiny new grain bins have replaced those crumpled by the storm. A city office community building is nearing completion. There are 28 new houses in town. On Sunday, though, the town's 400-plus residents put aside the details of rebuilding to remember. Tornado commemoration doubled up with Palm Sunday services at St. Paul's Catholic Church, which served as the town's headquarters and meal site during the hectic weeks following the storm. The commemoration was a joint effort of the town's churches, Lutheran, Catholic, and United Church of Christ. It was similar to a service held 1 week after the tornado when St. Paul's was the only church in town still usable. But unlike last year, Sunday's commemoration did not focus on the destruction, but rather looked ahead. Lutheran Bishop Stanley Olson warned of future trials.
Much has been accomplished, and much remains to be done. Lord, it seems that normal will never be what normal was. Even our hopes are confusing and distant. We pray, Lord, for the lifting of clouds and doubts and depression, and for the strength to bear the loads, physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Too early one spring at the end of March, our town was quiet and still.
Lutheran pastor Patricia Baglian's song recalled the terrifying moment when the tornado hurtled through Comfrey. The town's warning siren sounded with less than a minute to spare. Some people were caught outside.
The wind was
killed in Comfrey. Before the last brick had tumbled, the cleanup was underway. Comfrey Fire Department Chief Mark Warner said this neighbor-to-neighbor effort was the key to the town's turnaround. Still, Warner told the crowd, there are a few details yet to settle.
Somewhere out there, there are four of your neighbors who have standby generators still running. Would you please tell them that the power has been restored and we would like our generators back? Thank you.
The crowd's favorite was the town's plucky mayor, Linda Wallin. Wallin won the job through a coin flip after she and her opponent were tied when all the votes were counted. That improbable start to her political career only heightens the town's appreciation of how she's led the rebuilding effort. It's as though the hand of fate flipped that coin. Wallin told the crowd everyone deserves credit.
We are survivors of the greatest calamity that will probably ever affect this community during our lifetimes. The Comfrey community would not be where it is today if it were not for each and every one of us that are here.
Wallin says plans are already underway for the town's next big event. This summer, Comfrey is 100 years old. If the tornado did any good, it brought a discussion of the town's future and whether it was worth fighting for. Comfrey residents have answered that question with the dollars and sweat they've poured into rebuilding.
Okay, so this is a little going out music, so you can help me sing it now. We've survived.
This is Mark Style, Minnesota Public Radio.
It's been 1 year since the day that the winds have changed our fate, and at times I take a moment to recall. As I close my eyes, I see the way things used to be, and a tear wells up and down my cheek it falls. But we'll blow us on our way.
far.